it does not. So you can see that this does not make for a very happy life, because there are only very few moments that bring happiness. These events, the initial moments when these events happen. And then the rest, all the moments between them would be waiting, hoping, feeling unsatisfied, thinking that, okay, I'm not going to be happy until this happens. Right. So that's the long, long period of suffering, feeling unsatisfied for a short period of excitement, maybe a burst of happiness, and then we go back to unhappiness. Right. Does this life appeal to you? Yeah. So when we have, so now, this is very loud, I need to get used to it. So, 那当我们有这个很狭窄的对快乐很狭窄的想法的时候呢，那我希望大家记得，这个我们常常都有这样子的想法的，不同的形象在我们心里面有这样子的想法，我们可以注意是不是有这样的想法，现在没有，可能下一个当下会有，就会怎么想法呢？ 如果这个发生，我就会快乐了。这个可能是我结婚啦、升职啦、找到好的工作啦、那个有生小孩啦、抱孙子啦，什么都可以啊。当这个发生，我就会快乐了。当这个想法呢？ 其实就是让我们痛苦的想法，为什么呢？因为我们相信这个快乐不是在当下可以找到的。我们相信呢，在当下有的东西是没有办法让我快乐的。 因为我们这样想呢，我们就整天就在想，那如果这个发生，我就会多快乐啊！我想啊，那如果我可以找到这么心爱的人结婚了，我会多快乐。那如果我可以升职了，找到那个好的新的工作，或者升到小孩了，抱着孙子了啊，我就会多快乐。我们就整天会想这样想嘛，那或是有些人我说我们说做白日梦，怎么想都可以。我们每个人都做这些事情，那我们就希望就想未来会可以发生的事情，让我们多快乐。 那因为我们没有办法呢，去欣赏我们当下这个当下，我们所拥有的一切，所体验的一切。那因为我们不知道怎么样去欣赏这一个当下，每一个当下。 这就吊诡的是，当这个未来发生的事情发生了，我终于都结婚了，终于都找到好的人结婚，终于都升职了，终于都生了小孩了，那孙子终于到了，怎么样都好。那当那个未来的事情在当下发生了，因为我们不懂得怎么去欣赏这个当下嘛。 过了一阵子，快乐一阵子，我们又重新再想，当如果什么发生，那我就快乐了。一样，我们重新又回到一个同一个地方，同一个起点，就是现在不快乐，未来什么发生才会快乐。 那我们想想看，这个好像不会是很多快乐的人生吧？那你想想看，这个人生就这么长哈，那OK 啊，这个发生的时候快乐一阵子，然后其他的时间就是在等，等等这个让我快乐的事情发生啊，在期望。那这个在期望在等的时间呢，我是没有办法快乐的，因为要那个事情发生我才会快乐嘛。我们这样的想法，那这样子其他时间都是痛苦的，没有快乐嘛，就会觉得不觉得有什么事情是我们是没有的，缺乏的。So what to do? What do we do? What can the practice do for us? There are a few things that we all suffer from this one way or the other. The first of all is for us to recognize this. So if we think that, oh, I don't have this problem at all, then you can leave now. There's nothing useful for you in the remainder of the talk. 那怎么办呢？如果是这样子，我觉得首先呢，我们需要看我们的心，去发现，然后确认，哦，我是有这个问题哦，我是有这个问题。那就是因为没有发现自己有这个问题的时候，不会想要做什么嘛，哈。然后如果你觉得，哎，我是完全没有这个问题的，那现在就不用再继续听下去了，哈。就可以去楼下喝茶啊，那个。We all one way or the other have this mode of thinking in operation. Right. So what can we do by using the practice? First thing we can do is to practice paying attention to what is right here in the present moment.And this seems very simple, but we tend to not be very good at it. We tend not to be very good at it, right? We have been conditioned not to do that, actually. We've been conditioned to fantasize about the future, right?So, but all is not lost. We actually have a method of practice to help us bring our mind to the present. When we learn to bring our mind to the present, we suddenly notice things that we have completely neglected in the past. And that's what the practice of meditation can do for us.To cultivate this awareness, this clarity of mind that help us open our awareness so that we pay attention to what's around us right here, right now, and not just live in our head about the past and the future. 那我们可以用怎么样用我们的修行跟佛法呢来改变这样子的情况。第一个呢，就是练习多注意我们当下现在我们身边已经发生的事情跟人。那这个好像很简单哈，可是我们通常都不是很懂怎么去做的，讲会讲哈，可是还怎么谁啊？我们都是习惯了，不会去注意身边一直已经在发生，已经现在当下有的人，因为我们从小到大都是给人家叫我们想未来怎么样，未来怎么样，我们。很少会练习去注意现在当下。那可是我们这里有修行的方法 来让我们可以注意到现在当下身边有什么事物人物，就在这里是让我们可以快乐的。好，所以这个好像那个修心打坐这些方法，就是让我们练习怎么把心带到当下。当心带到当下的时候，我们就可以有机会可以注意到，哦，这些人在这里，这些事情在这里发生，很微细的，以前我们都没有注意到的，我们现在突然就发现，哎，这里。这些事情都在发生，这些人都在做这些事情来帮助我呀。This reminds me of a funny commercial. I was just in Hong Kong visiting my family, and maybe some of you can relate to that. This is a commercial where there are four friends, you know, it's very difficult for people to get together because people have busy lives, and they got together for dinner finally. These four people sit around the dinner, and three of them were looking at their phone, probably busy checking their Facebook or text messages or all the things that's happening in their life outside of that dining table. And so this fourth guy was looking at them, and none of them's there with him. And so he sent them a text message telling them, "I'm here." And then, oh yeah, like they put away the phone, and oh yeah, like, you know, yes, you're here. And I love that commercial because it's such a great illustration of how we are a lot of the time. We can blame the phone nowadays, but we've been doing it forever before the phone. So we do all sort of things to get us from paying attention to what's right here in front of us. So when we remember to practice to bring our mind to the present moment, we perhaps will remember to appreciate, for example, our friends right here with us. All right. 那这个讲到这个，我就想起在前阵子我在香港啊，我最近我去香港看我的家人，看到电视一个很好玩的广告。那这个广告就是说四个好朋友他们很忙嘛，很难有机会一块吃饭。那终于都约到了，可以一块吃饭，坐在那个吃饭的桌子里面。那其中三位呢，就一直在看他们的手机，那个都没有去注意这，他们是没有去注意到他们四个人是在这里，终于可以有机会聚会了。那第四个人呢，他就看着这三个朋友，他们都身体在这里，心没有在这里哈，人不身都不在这里的，那怎么样呢？他就给他们发一个短信，就说：“哎，我在这里哦，人在这里，我在这里哦。”那然后说：“哦，对对对，你在这里。”他们把他的手机收起来，然后他们就一块谈天了。那我觉得这个广告很好玩，因为我们常常都这样子。人身体在这里，可是心不在这里。或许我们多修行怎么样？记得修行把心带到我们身体的地方，身体在这里，心是不是在这里？心跟身体在一块的时候，我们就比较会有机会注意到身边的人。好像我们就会记得，虽然其他的事情，我们希望的发生的事情还是好像还没有发生，可是现在我的朋友在这里，我们有没有我们就有机会注意到。 So perhaps maybe I haven't found my ideal person to get married with me, then maybe I have a chance to see that I have a good friend here. And I got to appreciate my good friend here. So perhaps this other event that we have been waiting to happen that we believe will make us happy, like wanting to have a baby. Perhaps there's no baby yet, but maybe we will be able to see that, but my spouse is here. I have my spouse. I have my family. I have other things in my life. And I have these people who care about me. And not only focus on what the one thing that's not here yet. And this is quite important, because I actually know people who are so focused on believing that I will be happy only when I have a baby, that this person took her husband for granted and caused a lot of problem in the marriage. And so this is not just something funny to be talking about. It actually can, this attitude can cause ourselves and people around us a lot of suffering. 另外一个例子呢，有些人会说，会想，也一样，一样就想，那很希望有小孩，可是就会想这个想法嘛，我如果有这个小孩了，生，肯定生的小孩了，那我就快乐了。同时间就会想，我在我有这个小孩之前，我就没有办法快乐了，因为这样子想呢。 那就没有办法可以注意到身边的人，是还是很对他很好的。那我如果我们修行，注意到身边当下我们有的东西，或许这个人会可以注意到我还有我的先生，他对我很好。 他有还有我的家人，他们都很好，而不只是想我没有，有哪一样我没有。那这个不只是一个很小的事情哈，有些人就觉得好像很小事嘛。可是我是认识有人，因为是这样子的想法啊，这样子的态度，就基本上都觉得我的先生啊、家人啊，他们都。 他们都好像不存在的样子啊，就让他们的婚姻啊出现了问题。这样子，所以这样子让我们可以看到，这样子的想法不只是让我们自己不快乐，我们也会让我们身边的人产生很多烦恼跟痛苦的。So when we practice to pay more attention to what's in the present moment, we cultivate this awareness, then we be less self-absorbed. We kind of can see what's outside of ourselves, and then we are more able to see how other people's actions and presence contribute to our wellness and happiness. Little things, big things that other people do for us that we've been taking for granted. People who cook meals for us, people who help us with our chores. Do we pay attention to them? Probably not. We just think, that's just what's supposed to happen when we're very self-absorbed and very focused on trying to get what we believe is the thing that will make me happy. Whereas when we can practice to pay attention, become more aware of what's in the present, we begin to notice many, many wonderful things that's happening in our life. These people, they do this wonderful thing for us. And they don't have to. But they do. We are able to feel the love and kindness from so many people, then we are able to feel that our life, we're so blessed. Rather than focusing on, there's this one thing I don't have and I won't be happy until this happens. It's a very different attitude. Right? And then we can actually be happy, find happiness in the present when we are able to open our heart and pay attention. All we need to do is open our eyes and look. It's right here. It's right here. But we refuse to be happy. We refuse to be happy right now because we believe I can't be happy until that XYZ happens down the line in the future. I refuse to let what's right here now make me happy. Now that woman, 修行让我们可以多注意到身边当下啊，在有已经在发生的事情的时候，我们呢就没有那么自我中心。少一点自我中心是什么意思呢？我们就可以注意到开，把我们的心开跨出去，可以注意到身边很微小的，我们之前完全没有去注意到，可是在发生的事情。我们会看到有些人帮做一些事情对我们很好，我们没有注意到。但我们可以注意到身边的人都做大大小小的事情对我们很好，我们会感受到他们的爱，对我们的关心。那这样子我们就会发现到，哎，我的人生真好，这么多人在对我们这么好，这么多爱，而不会整天在想，哎呀，我就是没有办法再找到这个人跟我结婚，我没有那个小孩，我就没有这个孙子，我就没有这个工作，我就是不快乐。我在现在就很多快乐，很多让我快乐的事情一直在发生，一直在发生。可是为什么我们不快乐呢？因为我们硬要想，除非这个什么什么事情发生，我才会快乐。我们要这样的想法，因为我们坚持要这样想，我们不愿意让现在就已经一直在发生的事情让我们快乐，就这样子。所以我们只需要打开我们的眼睛，看看我们身边，注意我们身边在发生的事情，身边的人怎么样对我们好，我们就可以现在就可以快乐。为什么要等？ So we don't have to wait and hope for happiness to happen from some future event. Another thing we can do with our practice is to understand the dharmas that will help us adjust this attitude. I talk about this attitude of taking things for granted, taking things that's right here in the present moment for granted, which keep us from appreciating what the joy and happiness that the present moment brings us. And one very useful, very important concept we can practice using is to contemplate all the causes and conditions that bring whatever that's happening right now to fruition. And when we practice doing that, we are much less likely to take things for granted, and then which breeds the attitude of whatever is happening now is like that's supposed to happen, and like, well, this other thing is what is going to make me happy. Right? This whatever thing that I hope to happen that's not here is what's going to make me happy. 那另外一个我们可以做的就是用佛法里面所教的 所教我们的教导我们的想法呢，就是让我们可以改变我们的态度。我刚才讲的是一种生活的态度，是一种想法，是一种生活的态度。那我们怎么样可以用佛法来转移我们的生活的态度呢？让我们可以多心想我们已经现在当下拥有的，这是去注意身边所有在发生的事情的因缘，都是要很多很多因缘的合才可以发生的。那当我们有这个习惯去修行，这个是现在当下在发生的，都不是应该就发生的，不是很容易就发生的。我们知道是需要很多因缘合才可以发生，我们就会记得哇，这个是很宝贵的。现在我们可以在这里是很宝贵的。我们有这样子的想法的时候，就会不会有这个习惯这个态度，觉得哎呀，现在这有什么好啊，就是我这个什么东西发生我才会快乐，因为现在没有什么特别嘛。我们就会少一点有这样子的想法。So we learn to contemplate the causes and conditions. Now, for example, again, I go back to the example of a family reunion. You might have that experience. I came from not a huge family, but there are four of us. There's like, you know, some family with a number of siblings, parents. It might even not be uncommon for this to happen. One of the siblings cannot turn up for a family reunion, right? And then the parent, well, maybe one of the parents, if he or she's stuck on this notion that I will be happy if this son is also here, then this family reunion is ruined because one person's missing, and which means that this person can't be happy because only all my other children are here. It's like only everyone else is here except this one person. You know, doesn't matter, they are here. One is missing. And this is what we mean by the restricted notion of happiness. Right? This restricted notion of happiness in this case is, this is my idea of a family reunion. Everyone needs to be here. So one is missing, everyone here. That doesn't count. Right. Now, how do we use this concept of contemplating causes and condition to help us? Well, how about, first of all, pay attention to the fact that these other people are here instead of focusing only on who's not here. And also, contemplate all the causes and conditions that need to go right for each one of them to be here. Right. Each person, they need to be able to get vacation from work, that they have to be healthy, that their car didn't break down or their plane didn't get delayed or canceled because of weather condition, to turn up right here. It's like you making your way here to this talk today. Like, it doesn't just happen. Many causes and conditions need to go right. Some people said they wanted to come and they're not here. Right? Maybe they didn't feel well. Maybe something happened at home that kept them from coming. Many, many, many things have to go right for one person to turn up. Think about all the people who actually turned up in the family reunion. And when we practice contemplating all the myriad causes and conditions that need to go right, go a certain way, then we appreciate what actually happened right now and focus less on what is missing.那或许可以用这个家人团聚的这样子的经验，我自己是家里几位兄弟姐妹就有这样子的经验，或许有些时候大家也有这样的经验，就是父老的年老的父母就希望所有的儿女都可以得到，那有的时候呢，有一位没有办法到，那个父母就觉得谁也没有到，就心里面就因为那个就疙瘩了，就觉得哎呀，如果谁也可以到，那我就快乐了。这边是因为谁没有到，我虽然其他全部人都到了，我就不快乐了。 虽然你们全部其他人都到了，就一个人没有到，我就不快乐，我也没有办法快乐了。跟可能有这样的经验，我们就会觉得你们怎么搞的，我们都到了。我有些时候会发现，年纪大的父母会这样想法，他们很，为什么呢？那是就是跟我们刚才讲的，我们心里面有这个很狭窄的觉得，对。 对这个什么东西会让我们快乐，这个观念是很狭窄的定义，就是怎么样快乐，就是所有人就到才是快乐，少一个就不快乐。那我们可以怎么样可以让我们少一个都可以快乐呢？就是用佛法，用个佛法就来记得，用佛法这个因缘观，记得每一个。 每一个人能够到的都是要很多因缘和合，他的身体健康，家里没有事，可以请到假，那个飞机没有误点，车没有出事，都没有都可以都好，都顺利发生，这个人这一个人才可以到，这么多人这么多是这个多因缘都和合，让他们都到，这个都不是好事吗？ 都已经很不容易嘞。如果我们可以记得去想，这么什么事情发生，好像我们这么多菩萨今天可以有这个因缘在这里，这个演讲，不容易，每个人可以今天到这边是吧？不只是我自己在 New Jersey 开车来，是那个车都没有事。 都可以准时到，每一个菩萨都有很多因缘才可以到嘛。有些菩萨跟我讲，他希望今天到，就今天就到不了啊，不容易啊，不容易啊。我们记得这样子去想啊，什么事情现在发生的事情都是很不容易的，都是要很多因缘和合的，那我们就不会。 有这样子的习性，这种态度，那现在这个发生的有什么大不了啊？我现在怎么才样让我可以快乐呀？我们就可以少一点那样子的想法。另外呢，就是另外一个佛法的观念，我们可以记得用呢，就是。 佛法里面所讲的贪欲，可能大概，I think I forgot I need to say in English first. So another concept that we can use from a Dharma to contemplate to help us think about our happiness is if you remember, we think about what is this attitude about? I will be happy when X, Y, Z happens, right? And basically, it's the belief that what I have right now, something's missing right now, and I want this other thing that we don't have right now. And there is nothing wrong with that, there's nothing wrong with that. So because we know there's something we would like to achieve, we make our effort to achieve it. Nothing wrong in it in and of itself. What causes problem is distorted thinking. What do we mean? When we identify something we want, which is the XYZ that will make me happy, getting married, my promotion, and maybe buying a house, or whatever it is. Right? When we identified an object of desire in our life, our tendency is to have a distorted view of the positive quality of what it is that we desire. What does it mean? It means that we can only think, we exaggerate all the wonderful things about this thing that we desire. And we tend to completely ignore maybe the negative quality of the object of desire. So that's what we mean by distorted. Everything has its plus and minuses, right? So a balanced view would be, it will be good if I get this, but of course it has its drawbacks. But when we desire something, we especially believe that if this happened, only if this happened, it will make me happy. We tend to go into that mode of highly distorted thinking about this object of desire. So, for example, when we believe that I'd be happy if I get this promotion, then all we can think about is that this promotion is going to give me this new job title, which is going to be really cool, and maybe more money, and of course, new status, more people will have to listen to me at work, and all these wonderful things. We only can think of all these wonderful things. So they all exaggerated in our mind, right? Of course, then we completely forget that, what the promotion will also mean is that maybe more responsibility, longer work hours, having to travel more, see my family less, the long list of that, right? Does it mean that you don't want to try to go for the promotion? No, but we forget all those drawbacks because all the positive things get blown up, right? So this is what we mean by distorted view. And that's how things get, how we get into trouble. Because then when we get this, oh my goodness, we got blindsided. We didn't, that's what I was hoping so long, working so hard for. So if we can contemplate our desire, then we are more likely to be able to have a realistic and balanced view of this object of desire. And when we work hard towards this goal, we have a clear idea of what we are working for. And what it is that is then we are less likely to have this belief that I can only be happy if I get this promotion. Because in our mind, it is less of an absolute good thing, right? We understand that, yeah, it's good, but of course it has this downside. It's more balanced than it doesn't become such a big obsession. And so it also means that it won't be such an absolute disaster when it doesn't happen, right? So in this way, we are able to weather the ups and downs in our life in a calmer way. So 那另外一个佛法里面说很对我们很有用的观念，我们可以用呢，就是贪念。刚才我们讲，我们这个想法是什么想法？就是我如果这个什么什么发生，我就快乐了。意思就是说，现在我没有，因为没有，现在没有这个东西。 那我就没有办法快乐了。那我就是要得到这个东西，我才可以快乐哈。那这个就是佛法里面所讲的，那个中文的字写的啊，贪呐、啊、哈，好像就是不好的东西。可是，我们人生里面就是其实不一定，这个里面不一定是什么坏的事情。希望可以结婚，希望可以升职，这不是坏事嘛？不是坏事哈。什么情况是有问题呢？就是我们没有办法可以清清楚楚的了解究竟这个是什么一个事情。通常问题就出在对这个贪念，对让我们会有烦恼跟痛苦呢，就是我们看这个我们期望得到的东西事情有一个错误的看法。这个错误的看法是怎么样呢？我们只有办法看到它好的一方面，多好多好多好，然后把这个多好的方面呢膨胀了很多倍，然后呢完全没有去注意到或许这个事情都有不好的那一方面，我们完全没有去看。这个呢就是没有把这个事情正确的认知，没有正确认知这个事情的时候，就会让我们带来麻烦了啊。比如说我们就想、哦、很希望可以升职，就想那如果我可以升职呢我就快乐了啊。升职好，升职很好，那我们这会只会想到那我升职有多好呢啊，我可以工资高一点，不止呢，可是我有这个新的那个行头啊，多好多，大家都会觉得很威风哈、啊。然后我有下面有个多些人让我使哈、啊，又这么好哈、啊，多一点权利。我们只会想到这么多好多好多好东西，所以我们就是会觉得啊，如果我可以升职，我就快乐了。我们很希望可以得到它，可是同时间我们就从来没有去想到。升了职了，当然也是表示这个工作会多一工作量重一点啦，或是更多时间我要出门啦，少一点时间见到家人啦，很多很多，我没有想到，没有想到，那因为没有想到呢，到这个事情发生啊，哎这样子的，我真的整天都出门都没有办法见到我家人，没有想到，以前只是想到。啊，有这个新的行头多好多威风哈、哦。那所以呢，我们就一直就是只是想要去得到这个可以升职。所以呢，用这个用我们的修行去好好去理解我们的希望得到的东西的真正的事实是什么一回事，就会让我们可以。比较一个平衡，比较平衡的心态，平常心去看这个事情，可以升职很好很好，我们知道有什么好处，可是我们也知道它是有代价的、哦、那这样子的时候呢，我们心里面就不会觉得这个事情是怎么一定非常非常好的事情，就让我们觉得如果我得到它我就快乐了，我们会比较没有这样子的心态。当然呢，也当我们没这个事情没有发生，因缘不足没有办法发生的时候，我们也不会觉得啊，这个就是这么痛苦的，完全是一个很糟糕的事情。所以我们呢这样子也可以让我们人生里面呢起起落落，我们会比较可以能够处理哈。当然呢，听到这里so by this time some of you might think that。I don't know, I stay, but like, what you're talking about doesn't really apply to me because, I don't dream about these things like getting married, getting promotion, getting a home. Doesn't apply to me. I don't know, I don't know what this is, how this applies to me. Perhaps I will ask you, I invite you to, investigate your mind. And you might notice that perhaps these bigger things that vexed many people, getting married, getting promotion, having a baby or something like that, may not apply to you. But this notion still operate in our mind. This idea that I will be happy if XYZ happens. And in our daily life, we should practice paying attention to the activities of our mind to notice this way of thinking, this mode of thinking arising in our mind. And know clearly that every time that this mode of thinking, meaning I will be happy if XYZ happens, every time we think like this, we are setting ourselves up for suffering right now. Because at the same time, we are also believing that as long as this XYZ does not happen, I can't be happy. I am not right now. I can't be happy as long as this XYZ does not happen. That's what we are thinking. So while I translate, I'll give you some time to think about if this kind of thinking operates in your mind.
那有些菩萨可能会觉得, 可是刚才讲的都跟我没有什么关系的。 我又没有想要结婚，没有想要生孩子，没有想要升职，没有想要买房子，跟我没有关系，我都很快乐，什么都没有说想要。如果是这样子的话，我还是希望菩萨们呢，可以去用修行的方法来关照自己的心。虽然大事情没有。 有可能哈，或许什么都有了哈，那没有想到要还要什么。可是，在我们的日常生活里面，起心动念呢，我们是还是常常有这样子的想法的。这样子想法是什么？刚才讲了，如果这个发生，那我就快乐了。这个意思就是说，除非这个发生。 我现在是没有办法快乐的。这种的想法呢，就是让我们现在痛苦。那我们要关照随时随地呢，要关照自己的心。我现在是不是有这样子的想法？好，So you will be surprised if you pay attention to your mind. How often this mode of thinking operates. Think for example, I had a friend who was sitting in a subway train, and someone was playing some music there, and was sitting there, I can't wait for them to turn off this music. Basically, is that I would be happy if this noise stops. Like living in New York, you probably all can relate to this. Like I can relate to this even in New Jersey. Like our neighbor likes to play this music that we don't particularly enjoy. Right? So you sit here when you're bothered by the noise. Oh, I'd be happy if they would just turn this off. It's the same mode of thinking that I will be happy if XYZ in the future happens. Same. Which means I can't be happy right now as long as this doesn't happen. Right. 那当我们关照自己的心的时候呢，我们会发现呢，可能蛮惊讶的。可是这种想法常常在我们的心发生，常常。虽然可能没有想到什么结婚啊、生子啊，可是日常生活就常常在发生。我有一个朋友讲的故事是，有一次在地铁里面，有人在 放那个音乐，他觉得很吵。他心里面说：“哎，那如果他把这个音乐关掉就好了，是不是一样嘛？”就心里面这想法就是
哎呀，如果这个人怎么怎么这个噪音关掉了，那我就快乐了。就是意思说，我现在是没有办法快乐。那如果这个音乐还是在放的时候，我就是没有办法快乐。一样的。所以呢，大概在这纽约住的常常都会有这样的情况哈。I had a recent experience with that. I've been having this cough from my allergy for over a month now. And so when one time I was coughing a lot, I caught myself thinking that I'd be happy if I would just stop coughing like this, if I recover from my allergy. And I noticed that it's like, wow, like, man, you're setting yourself up to suffer right now, right? 我最近也自己有这样子的经验啊，我这个咳嗽哈，这个咳嗽咳一个多月，有一次在咳得很厉害的时候，我发现我自己有这样想法，就是，哎，如果我可以不再咳嗽，我就好了，我就快乐了，哈。那个时候当下我就跟了，嘿。我这样想就是让我现在痛苦。所以我们要修行观照我们的心，就是啊这样子。So that's what we means by cultivating this clarity of mind to pay attention to the activities of our mind. What are we doing to cause ourselves suffering? And do we know that? Do we know that?And I'll use this last minute to share something I find very useful from Shifu, Master Shen Yan, what to do. Because, well, like, it is kind of not happy to be coughing like crazy. Like, you know, what are you asking me to, like, just be happy that I, you know, coughing, and it is painful. And so what to do? This is something I find very useful all the time. I want to share with you from Master Shen Yan. He said that whatever it is that we are experiencing, especially difficult experiences, like not feeling well, or being in some difficult situation, we appreciate having this experience, new experience. So it's like,think to ourselves, oh, interesting, I have never coughed like this. This is an interesting experience. Let me really experience how it is. Now, of course, you do something to try to, you know, heal yourself, but when that's you're doing that, you still are coughing. In the moment you're coughing, let me really be in the present moment to experience how it is to cough like this, to have the body in this state. And you might think that is crazy. Why would I want to do that? Well, of course, why don't you try? And I try all the time. And when we practice doing this, we discover something unexpected. We learn things that we wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to learn. So when we truly experience how this experience of the body feeling this way, I personally find, oh, now I know how it is to be chronically ill for some people. That was a new insight for me. Now I know a little bit. This is nothing close to, you know, have someone who is truly chronically ill, but like, wow, it must be pretty difficult. Not just physically, but emotionally and mentally. I have a new understanding of a certain aspect of the human condition that I would not otherwise have an opportunity if I am busy running away from this experience and fantasizing about how I would be happy if we just stop coughing. And so, we this can be very useful,
for us. So I want to share this with you. When we are in some difficult situation, remember to make use of this teaching from Master Shen Yan, which has been invaluable to me. 那我希望最后要讲的，就是当我们不舒服的时候，怎么样？ What did I not translate in Chinese? I can't remember what I did not translate in Chinese. So, anyone remember? Nobody? No，我讲忘了。哦，OK，那个，对，那个刚才呢，我就讲到呢，最后一点了哈。那当我们很痛苦的时候，好像我刚才说那个咳嗽哈，一直咳嗽，一直没有办法停的时候。 那有些人就说：“哎呀，那个是事实上是很痛苦嘛，那个怎么样可以快乐呢？”哈，那我希望分享一下，我从师父那边学到的很有用的，就是师父说，当我们在有什么这样的，尤其是很困难、很痛苦的经验的时候，那我们或许可以呢练习呢。 就是告诉我们自己，这个是一个新的经验，我从来没有这样子咳嗽过，好，让我好好的去体验一下，这样子身体很不舒服，这样子一直咳嗽，没有办法停，是怎么样的一回事？让我好好的去体验一下，当下再发生。 但这样的时候呢，大家可能会觉得，哎，这个是神经病啊，怎么会这样子？那就一直在希望不要咳嗽就好了嘛，哈。可是呢，我希望大家会去愿意去试试看，你去试试看用这个修行的方法，我自己是一直都是用这个修行的方法。当这样子修行，你就会发现呢，我们会 学习到发现到一切我们没有想象到可以发现的东西。那好像我自己这样用这个方法的时候，就发现到我知道我可以感受到一直长期生病的人他们的心里面是怎么样的情况的，这样子的体验是很宝贵的经验了。所以呢，我勉励大家，记得用这个师父的教导，是对我们的修行跟对我们当遇到人生里面困难跟痛苦的时候是非常有用的。Thank you，谢谢大家。